510 now at WTOP. Well, more people are dying from heroin and prescription pills in this area than ever before. In our series called Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever, WTOP's Jamie Forzato explores the synthetic opioids that are permeating throughout the region and fueling this heroin epidemic.
Yes, it's the cheapest drug out there, but it's the most powerful drug there is. It's a wonder I'm still alive.
After 2 years behind bars, 46-year-old Danny Lancaster walked out of the Fairfax County Jail on February 10th, 2015.
That disease made me go do something I didn't want to do every day. I just want to change.
The next day, he was dead. That year, opioids and heroin killed a record 50,000 Americans, including Danny. That's more than fatal vehicle crashes and gun homicides, according to the CDC. And the death toll surged in 2016 as new blends of designer drugs infiltrated the region's drug market. Synthetic opioids manufactured overseas turn ordinary heroin into a lethal weapon with potency levels law enforcement officials have never seen before.
We really got a major problem.
Anne Arundel County Police Chief Tim Altamari.
The first time a person fighting this addiction cycle uses one of these products with such a high potency level, it can stop their heart.
Fentanyl is a powerful painkiller that's 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, and fentanyl-laced heroin is on the rise in the D.C. area. Second Lieutenant James Cox is the supervisor for the Fairfax County Organized Crime and Narcotics Division.
And now we're seeing, you know, this mass increase in overdoses.
The 2016 data is still being analyzed, but experts say that in Virginia, fatal fentanyl overdoses likely doubled to nearly 500 deaths. More than 700 Marylanders died from fentanyl in the first 9 months, a jump of more than 280%. It's so dangerous that police officers wear protective gloves when responding to the scene of an overdose. Altamari says just touching fentanyl can be deadly.
We put safety equipment on because even contact with your skin can stop your heart. We wear respirators to make sure we don't breathe dust in when we go into an environment where we know it's present.
But it's not just fentanyl that officers are worried about. In my next report, international criminals are shipping heroin mixed with elephant tranquilizers and other super potent opioids to your neighborhood. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
And you can hear that next story 1 hour from now here on WTOP.
Pretty powerful stories.